Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Alan Simpson. He is the newly appointed Professor of Mental Health Nursing here at King's. Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Andre, nice to see you.
So, City Alan, you're City Alan, but now you're at King's. So, what's the deal? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I kept the tag. That's not important. So, what am I doing? Yes, so I've had this opportunity to join the team at King's. So, I'm working in the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience, and also in the Faculty of Nursing, Midwifery and Palliative Care. And I've also got a role to help support people working in South London Maudsley NHS Trust. So a big job, lots of challenges, but a very exciting place to come and work, as was evidenced this afternoon at the IOPPN Festival. A whole range of really top class research going on, some really great people. Just chatting with people over the tea break, you just find yourself talking with people who are sort of world authorities on a range of things. So it's a very stimulating environment to work in.
And you're following Len Bowers in this role. Tell us about what it means to come and work here.
Yeah, well, I worked with Len Bowers for over 14 years at City University. He was my boss and mentor. And then he came to King's and he retired about 3 years ago. And there's been a gap since. So now, I've come into those shoes. And before him, Kevin Gorner, who kindly emailed me this weekend, giving me his best wishes. So yeah, big names to follow. And I'm a different person, a different character, and different interests. But I've learned a lot. And as you know, I today spoke about the Safe Ward study, which is very much Len Bowers' work, which I had the pleasure of being involved in. Big names to follow. I'm looking forward to getting going.
How do you feel like your approach to doing research fits in with what happens here? Do you think that's a kind of perfect fit, or is that quite a challenging thing to bring?
I think what I heard today is there's undoubtedly a lot of people who are very interested in ensuring that the service user patient view is central to what we're doing, which absolutely drives my work. But there's an awful lot of other research going on here where that isn't the case. It's far more, it's around genetics, it's biology, even we heard about mice and rat experiments and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of stuff which isn't remotely instantly applied, and a lot of stuff on the pathway towards that. I think part of the reason some people were quite keen for me to come here was that I bring something which is around working collaboratively with clinicians, with service managers, and most importantly with service users and carers. It's something I intend to continue doing. There are great colleagues here already doing that, and I'll be aiming to build on that.
And what about the event itself? Did it feel like it was the kind of well-rounded, multidisciplinary event that you're expecting?
I didn't know what to expect, I suppose. It's the first time I've been here. I learnt a lot. I like being in an environment when you're hearing people giving brief talks about things they're doing, and some of it sort of goes over your head a bit. Other bits you think, oh, that's interesting, I'm going to have a look at that work. I've already had some interactions through the glories of Twitter where people are saying, oh, let's talk. I think we've got some common interests. So people working here at King's around diabetes care, and I've done work around people with severe mental illness and diabetes, and they're saying, let's collaborate because they're keen to do more around the service user viewpoint on all of this. So lots of potential collaborations, I think. And the challenge for me is I can get overexcited and overenthused and then can't deliver because you're taking on too much. So it's picking and choosing the things that you think are going to be most beneficial and productive lines to go down.
I was going to say, the comorbidity stuff that you've done previously, and as you say, the physical health of people with mental illness is really big.
Across King's Health Partnership, there's a whole load of work going around integrating physical health care and some fantastic stuff. And I'm still learning about it. So I'm going to something tomorrow, which is in the recovery centre, looking at whether Desmond, which is the sort of self-management intervention for people with diabetes, whether that can be adapted for people with severe mental illness. So I'm going to go along and join in the conversations around that. But there's lots and lots of stuff going on. So it's very exciting.
Desmond and Daphne. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and it's Daphne for type 1, Desmond for type 2. We need brilliant 1930s names for our mental health interventions as well.
Yes, yes. So I want something called Gladys.
Exactly. Yeah. Come up with a Bruno or something like that.
Yes. Well, coming up with good acronyms is the big challenge now. So we're developing a project at the moment looking at activities on inpatient wards, and I was racking my brain at the weekend with a snappy acronym, and unfortunately I've not got one to say, but we'll get there. Maybe Gladys.
Gladys, I'm sure.